And so to all things Crawley. And one of the things that's happening, it starts actually tomorrow, is Aura's Odyssey. It's happening in Crawley. And to explain a little bit more about that and a whole bunch of other things that are going to be happening in the Crawley area over the next month or so is Parveen Khan. Morning, Parveen.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Bit warm in all this heat.
I know, it's very hot, and I think I just want a little bit of rain because the plants and the grass is kind of drying up, isn't it?
The grass is not green anymore. It's really not. Aura's Odyssey. We mentioned this briefly last month, and of course, it's an updated version of Troy inspired by Homer's Odyssey, which we're getting all posh here, aren't we, really?
Yes, very sophisticated, Tony.
It happens, it starts tomorrow at when Aura arrives at Gatwick Airport. Is this for real?
Yes, it's for real. And it's so exciting, Tony. I'm really, really excited because, as you know, I'm part of Creative Crawley, and Creative Crawley, who are kind of in collaboration with others, have got this going, and it's brilliant, and I can't wait. So Aura is a 5-meter high puppet who is visiting Crawley, and it will be going around the town. It will be visiting different places and also the Memorial Gardens in town, at the Hindu temple in Ifield as well. Gatwick Airport, as you said. So it's brilliant. I'm so excited. And it's about sharing stories. There's going to be music and dance, and there's going to be the whole Crawley community coming together to welcome this puppet, actually. And I'm just so excited, Tony. I really am for this. And it's going to be amazing, actually. So so that's going to be from the 11th to the 14th. Yeah,
I'm looking at the program for this. It says 12th, yeah, traveling on open top bus, yeah, through the neighborhoods. Anybody's in Crawley, and this is on Friday, sees an open top bus going past with a 5-foot aura waving at you.
Yes.
You know what it's all about. Then on Saturday, of course, anybody shopping in County Mall will also see aura. And then aura spends the day in Tilgate Park on Sunday, which is the final day of it. So there's plenty going on with this, but it's inspired by, it's a classic, really, isn't it? Homer's Odyssey.
Oh, yes, it's a classic. And I'm not actually 100% with the story myself.
You're going to read the book now, aren't you?
Yeah, but isn't it massive? Aren't these classics massive? Like, to read them, it's so thick. You need a dictionary and a thesaurus just to get through the first page.
I'm sure there's an abridged version somewhere.
There must be. Penguin, they must have brought up a version.
Yeah. Well, that's happening all over Crawley over the next few days, which is going to be really good. But to other things that are happening locally, you've got the outdoor cinema. This is not the first one, is it?
No, Tony, it's been going along for quite a few years now, and I think I took my kids to it a few years ago, and that was brilliant. It's in the high street, so where the big massive statue of the crow is. So it's this high street is hundreds of years old, isn't it?
Yes.
And as we said before, Crawley has so much to give and so much history. So it's an outdoor cinema. Last time I took my own chairs, my own blanket, my own snacks, and it was because I think you need that. The films can be quite long. So the first showing is Mamma Mia on the 27th of August. Yeah, about 1 p.m. That should be quite good. That should be quite exciting. But definitely take some snacks. There's a really good atmosphere.
I was going to say, with that, with Mamma Mia, am I the only person in the world that's never seen that film?
I haven't seen it either, to be honest.
You're going to be singing it, apparently. Everybody that goes is going to end up singing ABBA songs. Does ABBA is the next thing on the list, I think.
Well, ABBA's come back, haven't they? One of my friends went to see the concert, ABBA. I don't know why people are so fascinated by ABBA, but anyway, that's another story.
You had to be there, Parveen. Come on.
That's true. So that's on the 27th of August, and then actually they've got two more showings, one in the 1st of October, Casper the Ghost, and then Frozen on the 17th of December.
Now that's quite apt, isn't it, in December? Frozen, exactly, shivering.
That's why I took my blankets last time and take some snacks. But it's so lovely though, especially when it gets kind of like late afternoon, early evening. It's brilliant because there's a really nice family atmosphere. Everybody just huddled together, they're enjoying the music, and I just love it. I think it's such a good community event to do, and outdoor cinema is always brilliant anyway.
That's one to look forward to. When is that, you say, the first one?
Mamma Mia is on the 27th of August at 1 p.m.
27th August, yeah. 1 o'clock. Okay. Yeah. That's really good. And yeah. I would imagine then come September, you're going to know the words to all the ABBA songs,
oh, God,
which will be, which I'll test you on when we speak next. right. moving swiftly on to something a little closer to your heart. I know books and Book in the Park.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, it's Book in the Park, and this is with WordFest, LPK Learning, and Crawley Festival of Words. And I've been to a few of these, and they're so brilliant. And once again, it's the community getting together. It's a family event. There's storytelling. There's, you know, kids can color in books. It's like a, you know, you can bring a picnic as well. So definitely bring your snacks and your food and your water and whatever. And the theme this year is called Book Under the Sea. Oh, so that's a little bit mysterious. I'm not going to go too much into that. But
there's
got
to be a mermaid involved.
It's got to be a mermaid. That's on the 31st of August, and that's 10 to 12 p.m. So that's Worth Park.
At Worth Park.
Yeah, Worth Park. And it says bring some glue. You know those glue sticks. I'm thinking there's lots of different activities for
you
the
can't
kids.
You can say that on the radio. Can you bring some glue? Oh.
It's a glue sticks for the kids.
Yeah, all right, okay. Okay, it's
It's
all right.
A glue
it's
stick
my mind.
For the kids. Yeah, that's okay, Tony. I'm used to it now. But it's just, so probably sticking on things for kids and stickers and all sorts of stuff. But I love the idea of storytelling, though. Mm. And in open storytelling, I think there's just brings everybody together, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it just amazes the kids. And, you know, and I think words are so special. You know, Tony, that I love words and I love this. You know, you're talking about, Odyssey. And
yeah.
I think words are just the power of words. And I think it's nice to give the kids this opportunity that storytelling is good for you. You should be reading more. You should be using your imagination. And I think these things are wonderful. And that's what storytelling is all about.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things. I mean, the language, as you said, and words, it's one of the joys of the world. And if words and languages are used properly, it just, well, it enhances an awful lot of things. I just had a picture in my mind when you mentioned glue sticks of lots of children going along and going, that was brilliant, Mum. That was absolutely brilliant, especially the bit where they stuck my hands together. You can picture it.
Yeah, no super glue, Tony. Do not
bring super glue.
We've all had that episode where we've got the glue stuck to a door frame or something like that. I've had that done, and then you have to peel the skin off. That's... I've done that to myself, actually. That was
okay.
So, yeah, brilliant.
Okay, so that's Book in the Park at Worth Park.
Yeah, Worth Park, and that's a beautiful park as well. You know, celebrate the parks that we have. You know, you talked about Tilgate and the Memorial Gardens, and I think Crawley has amazing parks.
Oh, yeah.
And, I love them. I love the parks. Yeah.
Also, in the town centre though, is the Crawley Museum. And there's an art exhibition going on there at the moment, I think, isn't there?
Yeah, there's art. I think it's by local artists, actually. So you've got paintings, I think, and photography as well. And also from Crawley's Writer Circle, they've put up their short stories and poems as well.
Yeah.
So and that's till September. But please go onto the Crawley Museum website because it's got different opening hours.
Mm.
But I love that the museum is in town because you can pop to do a bit of shopping, go to the cafe, and then come back to the museum. And just it's such a calming place, and so many wonderful things happen there, and the history of Crawley is there as well, and I think it's an amazing place. And more, I mean, it's new where it is now, actually, Tony.
Yeah.
Remember, it used to be at the Goths Park, but now it's moved to town, and I think it's a brilliant building, brilliant staff, brilliant volunteers, and brilliant things happen at Crawley Museum.
And of course,
so,
they've just finished the Jubilee exhibition, haven't they? That was there for several months. It's crawleymuseum.co.uk. Off the top of my head is the web address, and it's an art exhibition for new artists and stuff. So go take a little look at that. Another one worth looking at. But the one that's caught my eye this month is the one at Ifield Barn, the Dream Catchers Fun Day.
Yeah, it sounds really good.
Dream Catcher in this case?
And Ifield Barn is such a brilliant place to go, actually. I don't think we talk about it enough, actually, and there's so many different events that happen there.
Yeah.
But this is Dreamcatchers. This is by Dreamcatchers, who are a non-profit organization, and it's a family fun day. And what happens is that people can come, the kids, it's for families again, once again. So there's music, there's barbecues, there's leisure activities, there might be inflatables, you know, those big inflatables for the kids to use.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, for me, especially Eiffel Barn, it's on the outskirts of Crawley. It's in the field. It's just near the Church of St. Margaret's. I don't know if any people that live around here or live in Crawley should know about it.
A lot of people know where that is.
Yeah, yeah, where that is. But it's such a beautiful place. The building is amazing. The people are amazing. So this is a family fun day. It's on Saturday, the 27th of August, between 11 and 4 p.m. So, yeah, I think it's a day for everybody, actually. And go and celebrate what we have. Eiffel Barn, I think they do different things there. They do comedy shows and theatre, like theatre plays. So it's such a brilliant place to go. But, yeah, definitely take all of you go. Go and enjoy yourselves there. And,
it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, it is. And, you know, we need to celebrate the sort of pockets of talent that we have in Crawley as well, and places. And I think it's amazing. Like, we talk about the museum, we talk about even Gatwick Airport being a place where people go and meet. And, you know, so I think it's amazing. We should celebrate the parks, the theatres, the music places that we go. So it's brilliant. Yeah. So Eiffel Barn.
Yeah. There are an awful lot of places tucked away that don't get too much in the way of publicity for some of the events they've got on. So if you're one of those and you're listening to this right now and you have an event that you want Parveen to highlight on Spotlight Crawley, do get in touch with us here at Susie Radio, studio at susieradio.com or tony.williams@susieradio.com. Get in touch with me and I will pass the information on to Parveen, who will spread and wave her magic wand over it and sprinkle magic dust over it and bring you the Parveen magic to your event. Lots and lots of them in Crawley, so do get in touch with us. One of the other things that I know you're into, really, is Talk Broadfield.
Yes, Talk Broadfield is a residents' association, obviously, in Broadfield. And what that is quite a few changes within Talk Broadfield at the moment. So, for example, I've become the chair of it, and we've got a different secretary. We've got somebody else has got in different positions. And, you know, for me, the heart of anything that we do, Tony, is about community engagement, but also looking after each other and looking after where we live.
Yeah.
So Talk Broadfield is organising a litter pick on Monday the 22nd of August. We'll all meet up at Talk Broadfield Community Centre, and the litter picks and the bin bags are provided by the council. So, you know, anybody's invited, everybody can come, kids. We might even give out some short prizes for the best litter picker, especially for the kids, so maybe some sweets or something like that, or maybe a healthy snack as well, Tony. Don't forget to add
healthy snack
in. Yeah, healthy snack. But I think, so that's on Monday, the 22nd of August.
It's on Monday, is it?
Yeah, it's a Monday. Yeah, the reason we've done it on Monday is because not everybody's gone on holiday. It's summer holidays. And it's just an opportunity for people to get together. But I really, really believe and have this idea that we need to look after where we live. Be it Bewbush, Eiffield, Furnace Green, the Memorial Gardens, Gatwick Airport. We really need to love where we live and actually look after it and maintain it. So one of the reasons a litter pick is so important is because, to be honest, in a lot of parts of Crawley, there is a lot of fly tipping. There is a lot of, people, sometimes I see dustbins, you know, not being used. So people have chucked rubbish outside the dustbin and the dustbin is kind of half empty or something.
Yeah.
So it's just, I think we need to kind of like look at where we live and think about where we want the place to live. How do we want it to look and feel?
I think it's a wonderful thing that there are people prepared to go out and pick up the litter. But I do find it an absolute tragedy and a shame that we need to have this kind of thing. It's a very, very good community thing. Mm-hmm. But really, in the first place, people should use litter bins in the first place so that the stuff is cleared away. You shouldn't have to spend your leisure time picking up after someone else. But
I know it's a shame, but
I congratulate you on doing what you're doing.
thank you very much. I mean, the Talk Broadfield, the previous committee members, and they were brilliant. And I think it's just like you're saying, love where you live, be proud of the place where you live. And if we can kind of like, you know, set examples, I think, Tony, anything that we do, you know, as residents, we need to set examples for the young. So, and I think that's very, very important. And then we need to think about the future. Future, how do we visualize how we want to live? How do we visualize where we live? I think for me, that's really important as well. And that's why I think celebrate Crawley, celebrate like the hidden gems, celebrate the town, celebrate what we have, and trying to improve on what we have as well. It's so important to love where you live.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more actually with all that. Anybody wanting to take part in this litter pick that lives locally, how can they do so?
Oh, they can. We've got a web Facebook page, Talk Broadfield, but also they can just turn up on the 22nd of August at Broadfield Community Centre. There will be some refreshments at the end of the litter picking. We will have the litter picks for young kids as well as for adults, and we've got the bin liners. You know, the rubbish bin liners. So just come and just introduce yourselves to us, and you know, and I think it'd be brilliant because I think we need to get together for these things, please. And also fly tipping, it's a big issue, Tony. Please use the resources to get rid of any rubbish that you have, any clearance that you have. So yeah, love where you live.
Yeah, I think that's a wonderful thing, Parveen. I think, well, we've covered August pretty well there, and we're into September, lots and lots going on, and let's hope and pray that things, I'm sure things will actually get even busier as we head towards the last quarter of the year. But for now, Parveen Khan, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you, Tony.